Hello, Simon. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, Simon. It's Aaron calling you back from INS Lawshare. How are you?
Sorry, who is it?
It's Aaron from INS Lawshare.
Oh, okay.
I was just giving you a quick call, Simon, just to see if you had the chance to look over our forms and if I could offer any assistance at all.
No, I haven't. I'm still driving.
Ah, right, okay, fair enough. I do apologize. Just trying to catch you just before I left the office, that was all.
So, what have you sent me?
So it's just a document, as I explained, in regards to the fee, our fees, a client care letter from ourselves of who we are and what we're doing for you, and a letter of authority in regards to acting on your behalf to obtain relevant records, alongside your part one and part two of the application, which gives the brief statement of what I've written down for you from the physical abuse you've suffered. So there's
What
a
do I have to sign something?
yes. So, you should have received a text which had a link in it. When you click that link, it opens them documents for you, and you just sign each document. By clicking the yellow box at the bottom, it'll guide you through what boxes need to be populated with a signature, and that can come back to myself. And as soon as I receive that, I can send that off to the Scottish Redress Scheme to get an application number then.
Okay, I'll probably do that over the weekend.
Right, okay, that's not a problem then, Simon. That's fine. And then I'll send your forms off first thing on Monday morning then.
How long does this normally take?
The turnaround between now and when we receive a panel date can be anywhere in the scope of around 10 plus months.
Okay.
But we try and make it as efficient as we can for you. But the redress scheme themselves, they have a little bit of a backlog. So we're obviously trying to do that as much as possible, and as quickly as possible for you.
And why has all this happened? Who decided about this redress?
It was the Scottish Government themselves, sir. So the Scottish Government brought out this scheme as there was a bit of a build-up in civil cases in regards to people's wrongdoing during their time in care. So the Scottish Government brought out this redress scheme to help reduce that backlog and be able to listen to survivors of historical abuse.
Yeah, because I remember the staff in the home didn't do anything about the bullying.
Yeah, of course. Well, the scheme themselves, they unfortunately don't hold the individuals accountable. They hold more so the institution and the local authority accountable. So they'll be obviously holding accountable Cameron's House, and then also the local authority who ran Cameron's House at the time.
Okay.
Okay. Just whilst we are on this recorded call, Simon, even though it is coming to an end, can you just confirm your address and date of birth for me for data protection, please?
70 Cowley Road, Malvern, WR14 1QN, and my name is Simon McPherson.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much for that, Simon. As you've advised, obviously you'll be having a look at them forms over the weekend. I'll come into the office, and if obviously I've received them, by Monday morning, your application would have been sent off, okay? And you're receiving.
But just to remind you that whilst I was in the home, my surname was Matthew.
Yep. I've got that listed here already. That'll be populated in your part one of the application form that I've sent to you.
Right, okay, thank you.
Not a problem, Simon. I'm always here for assistance.
Okay, bye, thank you.